Tornadoes tear up parts of the South.
We never made it to the storm pit. The tornado picked us up and turned us.
Zika virus transmitted by sexual contact.
Clearly, this is a game changer.
New state, same political strategy.
Attacks escalate here in New Hampshire.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, they're picking up the pieces this morning in parts of the South battered by a powerful storm system that unleashed tornadoes. Damage is widespread, but no reports of fatalities. CBS's David Begno has more from Collinsville, Mississippi.
It's in the water tower!
At least 12 tornadoes reportedly tore through the southern U.S. Tuesday.
There goes that tornado!
Tornado on the ground. Tornado on the ground.
This one touched down in Scuba, Mississippi, and made its way all the way to Alabama, leveling homes and leaving a path of destruction that stretched across both states.
Thank God we were all okay.
In Rankin County, Mississippi, firefighters rescued at least 8 people from rising floodwater.
When I seen those lights coming down this road, I knew that we were going to be okay.
It's right there.
The tornado that hit Collinsville, Mississippi, ripped apart the First Baptist Church.
Explain the damage to me.
The damage is pretty extreme. Every building has received substantial damage. Most of it is going to have to be pretty much torn down.
We're told the pastor here at the First Baptist Church in Collinsville, he preached about weathering the storm last Sunday. His worship minister now says he has no plans of talking about storms for quite a while now.
Now to Texas, where for the first time in the U.S. since the outbreak began, a person's gotten the Zika virus through sex with someone else, a person in this case who had been to Venezuela. Zachary Thompson is a top health official in Dallas.
That is a concern because of people who travel to Latin American countries who are engaging in unprotected sex, who could potentially bring back the virus and infect others.
CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden.
We have two things going for us. First, the mosquitoes are not present at all in most of the country, and they're present in much lower numbers where they are present.
CBS's Dr. John LaPook is in Brazil, where more newly born children are showing up with defects tied to the virus.
Across Brazil, cases of microcephaly now total over 4,000. Several hundred suspected and confirmed cases reported just last week. Government workers go door to door adding chemicals to water and spraying pesticides in order to attack the mosquitoes' breeding grounds. 80% of the time, those infected with Zika don't feel sick.
The presidential candidates have turned their attention to New Hampshire and next week's first primary.
It sounds to me like you're ready for a political revolution.
Bernie Sanders has a big lead in Democratic polls after his narrow loss in Iowa to Hillary Clinton.
I am in a contest with your neighbor. I have the highest respect for him.
For the Republicans, Donald Trump is trying to spin his second place Iowa finish.
Money spent for vote. I was almost the last in Iowa. Is there something nice about that?
Iowa winner Ted Cruz looking to chip away at Trump's edge in New Hampshire polls.
I think the voters of New Hampshire frankly deserve more than politicians trading insults and behaving like schoolchildren.
And Marco Rubio wants to be an alternative to both of them.
I'm not running to beat up on any other or insult personally any other Republicans.
CBS's Barry Bagnano is on the campaign trail in the Granite State.
New Hampshire has just 0.4% of the U.S. population. It doesn't look like the rest of the country. It's 91% white. But when critics of the primary say, hey, why should it have all this influence? Defenders point to this.
Hi, Senator.
Up close and personal politicking, which they argue allows voters here to truly size up candidates. Donald Trump isn't playing small ball. He does big rallies, large town hall meetings, and has a huge lead in polls.
So is Donald Trump ruining the New Hampshire primary?
Yes, Dartmouth primary expert Linda Fowler believes.
Voters know Trump's name. They know his celebrity status. But because there hasn't been the retail politics interaction, they just know what the media has said.
She fears if Trump succeeds, a last bastion of small-D democracy in America will disappear. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Hanover, New Hampshire.
Just outside Philadelphia.
We love you, Bill Cosby!
Supporters of Bill Cosby turned out for the entertainer's latest court battle. It's a sex assault case, and what Cosby's lawyers say was an unwritten promise of immunity a decade ago in exchange for his testimony.
The district attorney then, Bruce Castor, did say, you know, there was no written agreement. He admitted that there was no written agreement where he stated Cosby could not be prosecuted. He says he felt that it was understood and that he didn't feel that he needed to do that at the time.
Well, CBS's Jerika Duncan says the judge could make a ruling on all this today. Overseas, investigators in Somalia are trying to figure out what caused a blast that blew a hole in a jetliner mid-flight. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
Passenger Awale Kulane had just settled in for a routine flight.
I heard a big bang.
The aircraft filled with smoke, he says, and then...
I saw kind of a small area of the plane missing, and that air was floating in and out, and the oxygen mask started to drop.
The pilot managed to get the plane back to Mogadishu with only two injuries reported. The emotional scars may last longer.
It was really traumatizing. I really didn't think that we would make it.
No word yet on the cause, though the pilot says he suspects a bomb, Steve.
A Michigan environmental official is expected to tell a House committee that the city of Flint should have been ordered to treat its water for corrosion when high lead levels were first detected. Governor Rick Snyder is set to propose $30 million in state funding to help pay city water bills. Well, charges could be raised today against a Virginia Tech student charged with being an accessory to murder. Natalie Keepers is accused of helping dispose of the body of 13-year-old Nicole Lovell. Another Tech student is charged with the killing. The slain girl's mother, Tammy Weeks, says her daughter had overcome serious health problems and dealt with bullies at school.
Nicole was a very lovable person. Nicole touched many people throughout her short life.
It's believed she met suspect David Eisenhower online. The credit arm of Toyota has agreed to pay nearly $22 million to black and Asian borrowers to settle a claim about discriminatory lending. A government investigation found dealers hiked interest rates on loans to minority buyers since 2011. A new analysis finds a record number of exonerations in this country last year. Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
In 2015, 149 wrongly convicted defendants were exonerated. According to a new report in the National Registry of Exonerations, 58 were homicide defendants. Author of the report and Michigan law professor Sam Gross says more prosecutors are reinvestigating convictions.
I think the important thing is to recognize that we make mistakes, to correct them and to try to prevent them. And these exonerations may help lead us to doing that.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News.
New court action set for today in Baltimore in the case of Adnan Syed, serving a life sentence for murder. He was the center of the popular podcast Serial, which raised questions about his conviction. His lawyers are pushing for a new trial. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.